Well, there's a teenager in Ohio, Warren, Ohio, by the name of Darius Simmons. Now, Darius, at a very young age...
Is it Simmons? Look like Simmons.
Simmons? Simmons, yeah. Yes. He fell in love at a very young age with the piano and decided he wanted to learn how to play piano. Now, that just sounds like, you know, a kind of a semi-normal kid thing to do. However, here's the thing. Darian was born with a birth defect that left him with only 3 fingers on his right hand and 1 finger on his left. He also has a rare congenital anomaly, which at 18 months of age caused him to have his legs amputated below the knee. Now, as you know, with piano, typically you play with 10 fingers.
It's hard enough with 10 fingers as someone who played for 8 years.
Yes, and your feet are working the pedals. Well, this young man is very driven. He's now 18 years old. He's a senior in high school. And if you hear this piano in the background, this is him playing. Total of 4 fingers that he has. Absolutely stunning.
Wow.
Darius Simmons, let's enjoy. WIB Wake Up Show.
Darius Simmons, 18 years old. Double amputee, has no legs, has only 4 fingers playing the piano there. He is also a very skilled trombonist.
Wow.
And a member of several musical groups at his high school, including the school's jazz and marching band. Now, he taught himself to play piano. He said that he just plays by ear and figured out ways to reach the keys. This is an original piece that he composed himself. His coach, or I should say music teacher at school, says his talent really helps raise the bar for the rest of the band. Yeah, I would say so, as does his drive, grit, and determination. He says, he's continued here to say, he serves as a leader in the group and an example of what other students can work towards, whether it is the solos that he performs or playing first chair trombone in concert band. Unbelievable. When he graduates, he hopes to go on for a career in music.
Fearfully and wonderfully made, huh?
Yeah, I love these overcomer stories. In fact, that's the tune we got from Mandisa here. But I was just proud of getting out of bed this morning, Hillary. So, you know. All right, so tomorrow is Valentine's Day. And so we're doing Ask the Amigos right now. It's come up on 11 before 8 o'clock. 17 is the wake-up temperature. And asking for your questions at 396-1670, 396-1670. 1670.
And mind you, these are friendly tongue-in-cheek. We have not researched our answers. So first question we had was, when and how did Valentine start? Well, sir, that asked us, you see, in the 1970s, the card companies felt there was a slump at this time of year, as did the chocolatiers, and decided they wanted to increase sales. So they fabricated a day of love.
Actually.
And pressured us all to buy things.
I might contest that a little bit. I believe, actually... Good caller. That Valentine's Day originated when Valentinius defeated the evil Emperor Zurg in the Roman Colosseum. And as a celebration for gladiators everywhere, we somehow turned it into a romantic holiday.
Is that for reals?
No.
Okay. But Mark actually, like,
I think Mark actually knows.
It's tomorrow morning at 5:45. You get the full story from Robert Morgan's on this day. But basically... he says legends have occasionally crept into church history, stories of some of the early martyrs handed down orally, etc. And he says such is the story of St. Valentine. So there's a whole history that goes back to February 14th, about 270.
Oh.
And just briefly, two Valentines are actually described in the early church. They likely refer to the same man, a priest in Rome during the reign of Emperor Claudius II. According to tradition, Valentine, having been imprisoned and beaten, was, brace yourself, beheaded. So that's the real background on Valentine's Day.
I was closer with the gladiator thing than I thought.
How do
we ultimately get to this being a day of romance? We'll have to
tune in tomorrow morning
tomorrow
at 5:45.
Early on.
So, ask the Amigos here, 715-396-1670. Some text questions coming in from Jessica. She says, do husbands really appreciate cards or other things on Valentine's Day?
Jessica, I so badly want to know the answer to that question.
Caleb, you and I guess.
That's up to you guys.
Yeah, I would say yes, I do appreciate the gesture. Now, cards, I don't really love like $5 and $6 cards because it's like, man, we could have got a pizza for that. But like actually something handwritten.
Right.
A note? Absolutely, I do. And maybe just because it's like, I don't want to try and be like, oh, what I'm spending for my wife and kids, have it equal. I don't care.
Right.
It's just sort of being recognized that love is a two-way street. So, sure, absolutely.
I would answer it depends on the guy, but also it's not just having a card that has, this is what somebody else wrote, that it's what you say, your words, right. I think, that are special and most important.
So, like at Hobby Lobby the other day, I got a 12-pack of Valentine's cards. They were $6. And then
that's
I got
a good deal.
And then I got them 40% off. So, like, I can just use one of those for my husband, but write a really nice personal message.
Yeah, I think
because that's,
personal.
Like,
yeah.
uber cheap and
oh, for sure.
heartfelt.
And,
so.
And knowing okay. a little bit about Dean, if he's anything like me, he appreciates the fact that the cards didn't cost that much.
Right.
So,
totally.
One more question. Is Valentine's right. even that important, or is it the quality time that is more important to women? Asks Samuel in La Crosse.
Okay. So as the token female here,
yes.
I shall answer. You know, I think it really depends on the woman, and I think it kind of even can depend on where she's at in life, because you do kind of feel not so great when all of your classmates or coworkers get, like, flowers mm-hmm. and everything, and then you're sitting there all by yourself,
yeah.
left out. You know, but then as you get older, I mean, for me, it's quality time with my husband, and if he can do acts of service, love, whatever, you know, throughout the year, that's more important than one special forced day. So, but I think that that's a maturity thing too. And I do still like if every lady in the office received like beautiful, gorgeous everything and I was sitting here with nothing, even still I might be a little like, oh, okay. But no, but we've been married long enough that I know he loves me. And, you know, doing the dishes is more of a love language than getting flowers at this point.
That's my wife's love language is acts of service. And I'm like,
right.
I wish it was something different
That's
because I don't like
too.
Doing the dishes
yeah,
either.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
you know what?
Yeah.
Share the
so,
love.
Yeah, it depends on where she's
yeah,
at.
Yeah, I would underline what you said there in terms of, you know, if your wife's in the workplace, you almost
yeah.
need an awareness. Like, you don't want to be everybody
the
else
only
got
one.
This. But, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. And we'll do Ask the Amigos again in the future, all right?
Absolutely.
Here on WWIB Valentine's Day tomorrow. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show.
I don't know the words to that one.
Yeah. Take me out to the ball game. Here's the deal. It's going to be a little strange singing that seventh inning song at the Hartford Dunkin' Donuts Park this summer. Because that line about buying some peanuts and Cracker Jack,
right.
well, both will no longer be sold at their games.
Really?
No. Yeah.
The AA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies says they're the first pro sports venue to go permanently peanut-free.
Wow.
I love how they're promoting this, because normally it's like, check out our new calorically filled food
right,
item and
yeah.
said it's, hey, we're the first to ban with. So
I'm guessing this is because of peanut allergies.
You guessed
Makes
right.
Sense.
About 32 million Americans
right.
have food allergies, and the most common food that they're allergic to is
peanuts.
Yes.
And some of those are very serious anaphylaxis kind of reactions. So now they're not just banning peanuts. I'm sure, is everything going to be, like, nut-free?
By the way,
like,
it's the Hartford Yard Goats. That's their nickname. The Yard Goats.
Well, that's
the
a reason
goats.
To go see them right there.
I want to go see
They talked
the
to local
goats.
Parents who have children with peanut allergies before
sure.
decided to completely ban them from their future games. So,
hey, caring for the community.
So does that mean no Snickers?
Well, I'm guessing no Snickers, no peanut oil for their popcorn. There's a whole lot of things. That's very interesting.
Well, I guess
no,
if you're a creative caterer, you've got a great opportunity there.
You know, I think a lot of caterers, though, because peanut allergies are so prevalent nowadays, I think
They're
most food service people have lots and lots of training on how to be nut-free.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I had a child with a nut allergy, I wouldn't base my child's life on that, but I think, you know, awareness has really been brought to the subject.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Interesting. So, yeah, go take in some Yard Goats baseball.
Yard Goats.
Which reminds us here closer to home. Hey, the Express, the Loggers, great to get out there and support them, right?
Yeah, that's coming up
right
before too long
corner.
Again, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we're getting our five-game pass coming up here pretty quick.
We got a whole lot of snow that's got to get melted between now and then, for sure.
Well, do you have a spouse who hogs the bed? Now, I say that, and it's like, no, my wife doesn't hog the bed at all. And then I realize I am that spouse.
See, and for me, I'm like, yes, he does hog the bed. And he's like, yes,
hog the
she
bed
does
hog,
hog the
covers?
Bed.
The covers? Yeah.
And that's the thing.
All of it. It's all mine.
Uh-huh. Well, and okay. I tend to, sometimes I'll fall asleep in a chair or something like that and then go to bed after my wife has fallen asleep. And I'm It's cold, so I like to, you know, wrap myself up like a blanket burrito. Yes, uh-huh. You understand. And then she's like, you stole all the covers. But anyway, Ford, we know them, make F-150s, lots of great vehicles. Well, they're in the automobile business, but they're innovating as well, applying their technology outside of vehicles and bringing it into the home. Ford has repurposed its driver assist systems. You've seen those commercials probably where they say, beep, 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 you're going into a lane that's not your own. Well, they've now designed a bed that will keep partners on their proper side of the mattress throughout the night.
Huh.
I think that could be a real...
How can you do that?
Yeah.
So they say the mattress will be equipped with pressure sensors that can determine if at some point during the night, one person crosses over onto their spouse's sleeping space. The bed then goes about correcting the encroachment.
Oh.
This is done with an integrated conveyor belt that slides
that
the bed back
sheets?
To place the person back on their side.
How does that work with sheets?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Conveyor belts don't seem that comfortable to me.
There's a video here we can watch.
Oh, let's watch
which
the
is
video.
Great on the radio, but we can watch to see how it works.
The conveyor belt. Oh, my goodness.
I hate to hear the price on this thing. I mean, it's got to be pretty spendy.
And they've got testimonials, of course, on this video saying, he sleeps at a 90-degree angle, and I'm always pushed to the edge of the bed.
Right.
And you know what? My wife doesn't push me to the edge of the bed, but when the toddler climbs in with his icy cold feet, I do get pushed to the edge of the bed. So I kind of wish maybe the conveyor would slide him back over to his bed.
Or better yet, teleport him back to his own bed. Yeah, right. Well, that's very interesting.
All of the adjustments that we've got for beds, right? You get your sleep number.
Right.
Now we got a conveyor belt.
Right.
Okay, now I understand. So it's like a conveyor belt. So you can look at this again here. So you know how a conveyor belt goes all around? So it adjusts the whole bed. So it slides the part. Yeah, so it's actually a conveyor belt that goes underneath the bed as well, too. So again, it's kind of like your standard conveyor with a cash register, too. Yeah, so it just keeps on shifting the person back. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm not so sure about it, but okay.
There we go.
Like Mark, I want to know how much this costs.
Yeah, I'm afraid to hear. WWIB, I guess it's got to be a bad enough problem, right? When the pain of staying the same is worse than the pain of change, then we get a conveyor belt bed.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.